You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Private equity firm Everstone Capital is looking to offload its nearly 41% stake in Restaurant Brands Asia, formerly Burger King India, sources have told Effie. Two private equity firms, Advent and General Atlantic, are said to be in talks with Everstone for buying the latter's stake in the company, persons in the know said. There were reports that Jubilant Foodworks is also in the fray to acquire the stake. However, when contacted, the company said the rumors are baseless. Restaurant Brands Asia declined to comment when contacted. Advent and General Atlantic were not immediately available for comment. Everstone's stake of 40.9% is valued at nearly Rs. 2,500 crore based on Thursday's closing price of Rs. 122.40 apiece on the BSE. Jubilant Foodworks, persons in the know said, is ahead of the Advent General Atlantic Consortium in discussions for a possible acquisition in part because the buyer will help fill gaps in its portfolio. Moving on, in a sign of tough times for the software services companies, Infosys has reduced the average variable payout at an organizational level to 60% for Q4 FY23. The company has informed the same to its employees in an internal mail. In the first quarter of FY23, Infosys had lowered the variable payout to 70%, which was subsequently reduced in the second quarter to 65%. It has said that an employee's final variable payment will be governed by their unit department guidelines. The performance bonus payment for delivery and business enabling functions for Q4 FY23 is scheduled to take place on the payroll of May 2023. Infosys has informed the employees. While FY23 was a year of strong performance overall, the quarter that went by was impacted by a volatile market with unforeseen events. As we remain vigilant to the changes in the market, we must also see this as an opportunity to rally as a group and remain committed to navigating the changing business landscape, Infosys has told the employees. Meanwhile, one of the world's top fashion brands, Shein, which shut shop in June 2020 in India after the government banned Chinese apps in the aftermath of the clashes at Galwan in Ladakh, is set to re-enter the country in a tie-up with Reliance Retail, industry sources have told Effie. The partnership, which could be announced shortly, will see Reliance Retail set up offline stores as well as mark its presence online, possibly on the latter's Ajio platform. Shein is also likely to source its fabric for its global as well as local manufacturing operations from India as part of wider partnership arrangement with Reliance Retail. The partnership will include sourcing, manufacturing and retailing, informed sources said. The Indian government has approved the partnership between Shein and Reliance Retail, informed sources said. This comes at a time when US lawmakers, a market where Shein has a big presence, are urging the nation's top markets regulator to get Shein to discuss its labor practices ahead of the company's initial public offering in the US. In other news, rising heatwave in India soared the country's peak power demand to a new high of 221,076 megawatts on Wednesday, as per the Grid Controller of India Limited, raising concerns about power shortages as temperatures continue to rise. Of course, Prime Minister R.K. Singh maintains that the country is well prepared to meet the additional demand and that there will be no major outages. The peak demand beats the previous record of 211,856 megawatts last summer on June 10, 2022. It is 4.4% higher than the peak power demand of last year. It also crossed the peak demand of 215,882 megawatts met on April 18 this year. The increased demand for power raised the average market clearing price to Rs. 7.51 per unit on the Indian Energy Exchange at peak time of 1450 hours. And finally, a key update on RBI. The Reserve Bank of India will conduct a variable rate repo auction amounting to Rs. 50,000 crore today. The timing for the auction is between 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. and the date of reversal of funds is June 2nd. The VRR auction is being conducted based on the current and evolving liquidity system in the banking system, the RBI said. Currently, liquidity in the banking system is estimated to be in surplus of Rs. 80,000 crore. VRR auction is used as a liquidity injecting tool by the RBI, and variable rate reverse repo auctions are conducted to suck out liquidity. The announcement for the VRR auction came ahead of the RBI's Central Board Committee meeting, where the RBI is likely to declare a dividend for FY23 to the centre. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das had said the central bank will continue to adopt a nuanced and agile approach to the liquidity management. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.